This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose will visit the riot-hit areas of Shamshirganj in Murshidabad district today to review the situation and interact with the affected people. Our correspondent reports that the people of Shamshirganj are waiting for the governor with placards in their hands. Local people said they have no faith on state police and they are demanding central forces camps at their villages. Four people have been killed and around 12 others are still feared trapped under the debris after a four-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the early hours today. Talking to media, DIG NDRF Mohsin Shahidi said the NDRF team and other agencies are engaged in rescue work. He mentioned that the area is congested, making it difficult to move heavy machinery.
12 लोग अभी जो है फंसे हुए हैं जिसमें 9 एडल्ट्स बताए जा रहे हैं 3 बच्चे बताए जा रहे हैं उसी के लिए हमारी टीम एनडीआरएफ की और दिल्ली फायर सर्विसेज है वॉलंटियर्स हैं ये सब लगे हुए हैं बहुत ही कंस्ट्रक्टेड एरिया है हैवी मशीनरी के आने जाने में थोड़ा बाधा आ रही है देख रहे हैं आप ये एक चैलेंज है हमारे लिए और मुझे पूरी उम्मीद है कि हो सकता है कि हम कुछ लाइफ जो है निकाल पाए.
Additional DCP of the North East District, Sandeep Lamba, said the incident took place at around 3 a.m. in the morning. He added that 14 people were rescued, but four among them succumbed to their injuries. Teams from the National Disaster Response Force and Delhi Police reached the spot, and rescue operations are currently underway. Nearly 10 fire tenders have also been dispatched to the site. The National Testing Agency, NTA, released the results for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main Session 2, of 2025 this morning. This time, a total of 24 students have obtained a perfect NTA score of 100 in JEE Main 2025 Paper 1 BE BTech. The result, along with the cutoff, is now available on the official JEE Main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. India's pharmaceutical exports surpassed $30 billion in the last financial year, with the United States remaining a key market, accounting for more than one-third of the country's total pharma exports. According to official trade data, pharmaceutical exports reached over $30 billion in financial year 2024-25, marking an increase of over 9% compared to nearly $27.5 billion in financial year 2023-24. In March 2025, pharma exports registered a year-on-year surge of over 30%, rising to $3,681 million from $2,806 million in the same month of the previous fiscal year. A 21-year-old Indian student, Harsimrat Randhawa, was killed in Hamilton, Canada, after being struck by a stray bullet while waiting at a bus stop. The Consulate General of India in Toronto expressed deep sorrow over her death and is in contact with her family, offering support. Meanwhile, police are investigating the case as a homicide. In Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 148 people were found dead after a motorized wooden boat caught fire and capsized. Officials informed that the boat was carrying as many as 500 passengers, including women and children, when it overturned in the Congo River, located in the country's northwest region. The catastrophe began when a fire started while a person was cooking on board the vessel, said competent Loyoko, the river commissioner. Several passengers, including women and children, died after jumping into the water without being able to swim. World Liver Day is being observed across the globe today to raise awareness about liver diseases and encourage people to adopt a healthy lifestyle by avoiding oily and greasy foods. The theme of this year's World Liver Day is Food as Medicine. To commemorate this day, the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences is organizing Healthy Liver, Healthy India event in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest at this event. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Delhi Capitals in a top-of-the-table clash at Ahmedabad today. The match is set to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. Later in the evening, the Rajasthan Royals will aim to return to winning ways as they take on Lucknow Super Giants at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.